Chukuchutu. God kept saying, oh, remember I said this morning, unfashionable things. Well, this is not what you'd call a fashionable service. Because they say, we haven't seen it in this fashion. Unfashionable. He said, we haven't seen. You remember the man, so I was going to preach on, that broke the roof up, broke the tile, and he let the man down. And they said, we've never seen it in this fashion. We've never seen it like this before. God's seeing, telling me, there's a lot of things that we haven't seen before. And we say, it's something new. It ain't new. There's nothing new under the sun. We got a little book. Where's that book? Me and Jeremy on the road, and the guy brought this, and we're going to copy it. Look at this book, 1776 to 1870, the century of gospel work. And in here it talks about all the different manifestations. And they called it, here's the cases of the jerks. This is back then. This is back there, and people trembling, jerking, whirling. They call them exercise, the jerking exercise. The whirling, they were whirling back there. The power of God hit them and whirled. Sometimes that happens to me. It gets on me sometimes. As the anointing hits me, I just get whirling. The other night that happened to me in a meeting. But all these things are not new. We say, oh, well, I've never, just because you haven't seen it. There's eyewitnesses of these things. There's one man in here, he was a drunk in town, blasphemer, and he come in the church. And the power of God got a hold of him, and he started jerking like this. He started jerking under the power of God. What did he start jerking? I mean, all these revivals are coming together. All of them from the time that Jesus left this earth, all these revivals. And this man came, and he was cursing God, cursing everybody. Then he was cursing the jerks. Did you read that section? Isn't that right? He was cursing the jerks. And he got jerking so violently under the power of God, he snapped his neck, and he died right there. That's unfashionable. That ain't a regular church service. But you ain't going to blaspheme God. That's what I'm seeing. You're not going to do these things. And so we're going to get this copied in the dance exercise. See, they got the Spirit of God fell on them, and they get dancing. Well, we've seen that. I was in a meeting. I have several things happen. Wild thing. I was up in Canada, and there was a lady that got frozen for a half an hour, and the ushers tried to move her, and you couldn't move her. Sometimes I've been going out a little bit, going in and out of that sometimes. I'll get in the meeting, I just freeze by the power of God, just for a few seconds. I want to yield and get over into that other side. See, these are signs and wonders. You see, they had them back way back in 1776. These writings are over 200 years old. And all of a sudden, God's getting them to me, all these different things. Because he'd been the first appearance of the jerks. Where do you think the Quakers came from? They came out of a quaking revival. People do. Some of you need that. Get all the sin out of your life. Just shake you. Angel, get a hold of you, and the Holy Ghost, get a hold, and just shake you. Some of you needs a shake and put upside down, get some of your money in the offering. Oh, glory to God. The falling exercise, the jerking exercise, the rolling exercise. The other night over at Brother Munn's church, we was there for 5 nights. Man fell on fire and kept rolling. Now I know what a holy roller is. Well, where do you think they got holy rollers? There was a revival when people would roll on the floor. I've been seeing all these phenomena. The running exercise. The running exercise! Watch out. listen to this. Visions and trances. We're going to get caught up. Many of us are going to get caught up and see Jesus in this revival. I'm telling you, it's in this place so powerful. I know it. I've been seeing it. I live it day and night. I see this happening. Visions and trances. Many, many had sense of numbness. Suddenly found themselves unable to move. We've been seeing some of these phenomena. Unfashionable things. We haven't seen it in this fashion. There's some in here thinking that. We've never seen anything like this in our life. Well, you won't find this in Mass. You won't find this in a lot of Pentecostal churches. You won't find... I have to say this. You won't find this in a lot of Word of Faith churches. And others had sensation like needles were plucking them. Isn't that interesting? I've had that before where it seemed like just being poked. Many instantly falling and shaking. In general, there was no sensation of pain, but extreme weakness before the attack. He's talking about the attack of the Holy Ghost. And many fell suddenly, as if they'd been shot. Boom! 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 That's unfashionable. Boom! 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 Just like they've been shot. God told me this was going to happen tonight. Get ready. Get ready for fresh oil. And many fell as like they were shot. And they somewhere in this condition would lie 15 minutes to 2 to 3 hours. In a case it was mentioned that which a woman laid 9 days and nights without eating or speaking. That might be a blessing to some. Some looked like they were about to expire. Whew. There's many things in here. My. See, we never seen this. We never seen it in this fashion. Somebody tearing the roof off and lowering them down, and Jesus calling it faith. He saw their faith. That was unfashionable. We're going to see some unfashionable. I'm an unfashionable person. I do not want to ever get, and I never have, and I think because I'm ornery, a good kind of ornery, that I don't want to make myself just in fashion like everybody else does. I've had people try to conform me into their fashion and the way I should be. I've had organizations that want to put me in their little way I should be. But I'm just not that way. Glory to God. But my niche is coming. I said, my niche is coming. The unfashionable way. Glory. Terry Kelly can't even walk. I mean, Stephen Kelly can't even walk. Pow! Right there in Jesus' name. God's rooster. Yeah, he bo ba 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 sa ta ma ma ya. Well, Sunday nights is geared to Holy Ghost. Ha, glory. Oh, glory. Hishi mate, shete mate. How you doing? Glory to God. How you doing? Glory. Hallelujah. I bet a lot of you like to have this book, wouldn't you? But this is just showing us the revivals that had happened, and nothing's new under the sun. Nothing's new, because it's all in the Bible. You see, in these things here. And then it even talks about the excesses, barking like dogs. You know, the excess some of the time. You know what you got? Then it talks about visions and trances. Then you got those who either got under that anointing and got criticizing that one man, and he got up because of the jerks, and he was cussing the jerks out. He turned on the jerks, I think, if I remember, and he started cussing the manifestations. And he snapped his neck and fell dead as a judgment. Sometimes they can come as a judgment. Now, this is the kind of revival that you get a 100-mile radius where God's power, like Amy, Maria Woodworth Eder, they would fall out in trances, and people would fall out a 100-mile radius, 50 miles that way, 50 miles that way, so it would be 100 miles. People would fall out under the power of God and shake and tremble. Many would get caught up in trances and see Jesus and would see the last days. But see, you got to believe for these things, and you got to yield to these things if you're going to have them in your church. I said, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to be persecuted for it if it takes that. I don't like it, but I'd be willing to help people to see what you want to do in these last days. Hallelujah. They talked about here that it was an epidemic of these things. Lord, we need an epidemic here. I take it. Can you say amen? Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. They had revival. It talks about the revivals in New England. Lord, send a revival to America. You know, America needs a revival. I said America needs a revival, a Holy Ghost, sin-hating revival. Glory to God, where people come to church and live right. They live right at home and live right in their family and live right in church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said praise God. Somebody's tearing the roof up. My goodness, they got a chainsaw. Oh, they cut a. Oh, they went a hose. They went a pipe. Water coming down. What is this? They're lowering a guy down. Jesus calls it faith. They couldn't get in the building. Well, I guess not. The healer was in the house. They couldn't get in the house. I believe those days are coming. What I was saying, I was prophesying over this church. We could. Very well, if we believe right and we work hard and work as a team, we can have 5,000 men, then women and children. Get the tape of this morning. I was in the spirit, and that was something to this church. Glory to God. That's all he's wanting us to do is for them that will do what the Word says, or the leadership do it and take it, and He'll multiply it. Amen? Praise God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Glory to Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. How a good preacher was made. You know, we need good preachers today. I'm talking about sin-hating, righteous-loving, holiness, holy-loving preachers that'll preach the Word of God. Not just get up and preach and go out the next night and watch dirty movies. Never does go very big. We need good preachers. Everybody say, Father, we need good preachers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, this is good. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a copy of this book before I send it back to the owner. Unless the Lord deals with them and give it to me. This book's over 200 years, but it talks about the experiences. You see, they made books back in those days, covers, didn't they? That's wood, then they carve it, then they put leather over it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take good care of it. You're dead. you go to heaven. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know about you. I'm glad we had church tonight. I said, I'm glad we had church tonight. I'm glad we had church tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad we had church tonight. Now, that's revival when you have a white boy and a black girl with their heads together. That's revival. Can you say amen? I said that's revival. Don't look at me that way. Glory to God. Loving one another instead of hating one another. Bless her, Lord. Glory to God. You want some of that? How about you, Freddie? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise God. Honey, you got something you want to add? Just go with it. Praise God. Glory. Glory. What a started back there in that back room. Boy, intercession hit us. Praise God. Intercession hit us for this meeting tonight and for a revival in this church. I want revival. I want a sin-hating revival. People being delivered and set free. Glory to God. How about you? I didn't hear too many amens, but that's what I want. Praise God. That's what I meant. Glory to God.
Ed Dufresne Ministries is reaching out through a worldwide traveling ministry, Miracle Crusades, World Harvest Bible Training Center based in Murrieta, California, Evangelistic Tent Crusades, Bible teaching on audio and video tapes and books, World Harvest Bible Correspondence Course for prisoners. If you would like information about becoming a partner with Ed Dufresne Ministries, please write us at P.O. Box 1010, Murrieta, California, 92564. Visit our website at www.jesusthehealer.org.